It's Pete's Community Cafe featuring Ann Matek and Jay Smith. Good morning. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun conversation in that we're going to discuss our treasured Ponderosa forests and the treatment thereof and the collaborations that have occurred over the past several years and decades even. Jay has been newly appointed as the Forest Restoration Director for Coconino County, and you're the coordinator for the Greater Flagstaff Forest Partnership. Quite honestly, I don't know where to begin because there's just so much information out there. How about a little history behind the Greater Flagstaff Forest Partnership and how it got rolling and what you're aiming to do?
Yes, yeah, so the Greater Flagstaff Forest Partnership began back in 1996. We had some very large fires close to town. One was the Hoctifer Fire, which was over 15,000 acres, and the other was the Horseshoe Fire, which was over 5,000 acres. And back in 1996, those were huge fires and very, very scary. And so leaders got together in Flagstaff, and they decided we need to work together, because if we work together, we're going to be able to get things done a lot faster than if we worked alone in a vacuum. So they formed the Grand Canyon Forest Foundation at that time. And that was back in 1996 again, so that's 23 years ago. And it's amazing that now it's called the Greater Flagstaff Forest Partnership, and that happened in about 2002 when they changed the name. And it's amazing that we're still going. And I really think a lot of our successes today are really based on the people that really began GFFP. And really, so partners came together and they wanted to reduce risk to severe wildfires. And so to do that, they knew that they had a very unhealthy forest, an overstocked forest. We had hundreds to thousands of trees per acre when historically it should have been 20 to 60 trees an acre. And they knew we had to do something. So they formed GFFP and formed a 180,000 acre donut around Flagstaff and started working to thin the forest and also use prescribed fire to treat the forests. And this really assisted in the trajectory that we're at today.
One of the things about GFFP is that it's a very collaborative model. And Jay, as far as your role being the County Forest Restoration Director, you've had a lot of say-so in the steering of the direction and trying to accomplish things. What is the county actively doing at the moment?
At the moment, the county is really active in not only trying to bring industry back into Flagstaff and Coconino County to try to help with the restoration efforts, but also we have started using flood control district funding through the taxes to now fund some of the forest restoration efforts. Right now, we just signed a contract in partnership with the National Forest Foundation, the Kaibab National Forest, on Bill Williams Mountain, because that's the next really steep slope area that if it burns, you know, we know there's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars of economic impact and cost to the county to mitigate the flooding. We just spent $1.8 million on the museum fire flood mitigation. It'll be much more in if the city of Williams starts to get flooded because of a fire on Bill Williams Mountain. So we're spending $800,000 this year as part of thinning 300 acres of the most critical acres on the steep slopes of Bill Williams Mountain.
Jay Smith and Ann Matek are live in studio this morning. We're talking about the health and the future of the world's largest ponderosa forest. And as far as accomplishments and achievements of the Greater Flagstaff Forest Partnership so far, maybe you could give some examples of places where you've effectively thinned and done some really good work.
Yeah, so GFFP has applied for cost share grants through the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management. And we received the recent grants that I can talk about is one is in Fort Tuthill, and Jay can elaborate on this. This is on county land. and we thinned about 325 acres there. And it was extremely collaborative, and we did a lot of very experimental treatments, and we used tablet technology instead of marking trees. We also created a demonstration area out there for the public. We have also done thinning at Seacrest Elementary School right behind there, and I think a lot of people, they were hopping on the phone calling me. They're like, there's a fellow buncher on Highway at 180. That's your project, right? And people got very, very excited about it. Uh-huh. And we're also working on areas in Hart Prairie. So we already thinned Camp Colton about, which is our local camp for our sixth graders, and it gives them a chance to see what a healthy forest looks like. And then we're also working on five private parcels in Hart Prairie, which is considered a treasured landscape.
Jay, as far as Fort Tuthill, it looks a little different now, and but it takes a while for the treatment to kind of settle in, and you got to give it a couple, 3 years, and then it looks like it should.
Oh yeah, and if you go out there now, this is about, we thinned that about a year and a half ago, and it's already, the grasses are coming up. There's, you know, very little evidence. We had the slash removed from the thinning operations, but what we did was we went back to that groupy clumpy look, where you have these clumps of 25 to 50 trees or an acre in size, so down to a tenth of an acre in size, and then spacing in between for that grass to grow, kind of what it looked like, 150 years ago here.
And back to you as far as cost share grants. This is something that's very proactive as far as getting the money to work towards rehabbing these landscapes.
Yes, oh, definitely. And we're really thankful that we can have that opportunity from Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management to get those funds. It really assists. So it's the grant that we worked on is a 90-10 grant. And what that means is that the grant pays 90% of the cost, and the landowner pays only 10% of the cost. So, for instance, on the Coconino County parcel behind Seacrest Elementary School, they only paid 10% of the cost of thinning that project. So it's a great opportunity for us to implement treatments on especially private land, so it becomes more of an all lands approach.
Jay, as far as various techniques of thinning the forest, we're all familiar with the mechanical model and the traditional way of getting in there with chainsaws and logging trucks. I mean, and that's still a hugely effective way to get it done. But are there other alternative means or methods that you're utilizing?
Well, most of it now has turned to fully mechanical. You know, very rarely, the steep slope still has some chainsaw work being done, but most of the time, the operators don't even get out of the cabs anymore. They're cutting with the machines. They're dragging the logs into the landing with the machines. I mean, it just for safety reasons alone, we keep most of the workers in the machines.
Yeah, and another thing is that I wanted to hit on is watershed protection. I mean, you mentioned Bill Williams Mountain. They've talked about the same thing on Mormon Mountain and how that's desperately needed thinning for years now. And then the cities after that is on their radar, at least, as far as getting
Correct.
That done. But when you talk about water, ponderosas consume lots of water, and that's why they need to be thinned.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We call them pine straws. They consume hundreds of gallons a day per tree. So, I mean, that is something that we have to look at here as far as not only pulling water out of the ground, but then stopping the snow from getting to the ground, you know, and then it evaporates before it ever reaches the water source, you know, underground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ecological restoration is the focus of the Greater Flagstaff Forest Partnership. And let me talk to you about awards and some of the things you've been doing that have been gaining recognition for GFPP.
Yeah, so in 2015, we won the Two Chiefs Partnership Award, and that just really recognized the years of collaboration that GFFP has worked on and the accomplishments that GFFP had. In 2019, we also were awarded the National Wildfire Mitigation Award, And this award is, again, something that only, I think, seven organizations in 2019 were recognized for. And again, it's all of the work that GFFP has done to reduce fire risk and the potential for post-wildfire flooding. And we were also recognized by Governor Ducey and also by Senator McSally's office for winning this award.
Believe it or not, we're almost out of time. So if there's anything you'd like to capsulize or summarize our conversation with, I'd welcome that at this moment concerning, education, collaboration, and just the community pull that we need to do to get this hard work done.
Right. I think I would say that it takes a village, just like you said, the community. So we can't just rely on agencies anymore. And that is something that we've all seen. And that's also justified in the Flagstaff Watershed Protection Project, that city voters voted to treat areas that were on steep slopes that the Forest Service couldn't afford. And so not only are we voting for initiatives to fund these projects, but also everybody has to come together and firewise their own properties, tell their neighbors, hey, you need to clear around your properties, make these fire resistant, because if you don't and a fire does hit our area, they just need to be prepared. So I think it just that would be my message, that it takes a village.
Yeah, I agree. And, we're seeing in other states where homeowners insurance companies are looking now at how much federal land you live around, forest land, and even denying insurance, homeowners insurance to people because of lands mm-hmm. of not being managed and the fire risk that's out there. That's what we have to do as a county. We look at all of these things and look at the watersheds and how much we've spent on Schultz fire and flood response and now Museum fire and flood response. We've got to get ahead of this. It's so much less expensive to treat the area and be proactive than it is to be reactive.
If anyone wants more information on the Greater Flagstaff Forest Partnership,
GFFP.org. It's very easy.
And for the county side of things?
On our county website, there's a forest restoration page.
Jay Smith and Matek, thanks for your info and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.